Thank you. 60 million times 56. Perpetrator, Reconciliation, all the things that we want before will be an actual reality. was your love and forgiveness and trust that more important than learning to forgive, it's our ability to be forgiven. Learning to recognize just how unimaginable God's love is for us. Every single day to receive that as our offering so that it can free us to be forgiving people. Now, along those lines, I want to make just one more point. So far, I've mostly been unpacking forgiveness in personal terms, which is critical. Part of our debt and our debtors is my debtors, right? But Jesus is teaching us to pray in communal terms. So not only are we very good at it in our Western mindset, in our American mindset, he's teaching us to pray in this communal terms, you know, power. Because Jesus wants to form not just forgiveness and forgiving individuals, but forgiveness and forgiving communities. Forgiveness and forgiving churches. Now, I know we wrote a little book called Forgiving and How You've Been Forgiven, but it's on the lyrics of Celestin, which is a correct question that was absolutely a hosting Celestin a couple of years ago here at Warehouse. But he, in this book, describes his journey of drawing from the deep well of his forgiveness of Christ in order to learn to forgive those who have murdered his friends and family in number one, in Jackson. He talks about the importance in that lifelong process of practicing a communal and tribal and even socio-political forgiveness to deal with all of the various levels of collective harm and restoration. So he writes about forgiveness must deal with issues like collective violence, collective terror, violation of property, demonization and dehumanization of the group, exclusion from social and political involvement, and dealing with the comprehensive collective dynamics can free the entire group, the entire community to offer forgiveness in radical new ways. So he comes up this remarkable story of how God blessed him to facilitate forgiveness between two teachers and teachers. It's an incredible story. But he writes this in the challenge of the church. He says, the Christian community worldwide needs to come to the realization that unless communities of forgiveness are encouraged, nurtured, and sent out to the world, the church will fail in remission to be the agents of peace and reconciliation. If we merely focus on personal and individual forgiveness, which is essential, and neglect this, we're neglecting the cosmic mission of God, collective mission of God in been a great time.